Chapter 4. During the day, Emma would often sit in an armchair by the window, watching the villagers go by along the street. Twice a day, Leon went past from his office to the Golden Lion Inn for a meal. Emma heard his steps from far away and listened carefully as he walked by the window, always dressed the same and never turning his head to look in at her. Monsieur Homais arrived during dinner. He asked the doctor about his patients and fees. They then discussed the current news in France or abroad. Sometimes he would comment on the dishes presented, or turn around to the maid with advice on how to prepare a certain dish. At 8 o'clock, Justin came for him to close his shop. Homais would give him a look of annoyance, particularly if Félicité were in the room. He had noticed Justin's strong feelings toward Félicité.
"That boy of mine,"
he said,
"I believe he's in love with your maid."
The next Sunday evening, the Homais had the Bovarys for dinner. After they had finished dinner, the chemist and the doctor played a game together. Leon sat beside Emma, and together they looked at Emma's latest fashion magazine. Often she asked him to read some poetry. Leon spoke in a quiet, slow voice. After their game was over, Charles and Homais were soon asleep in front of the fireplace. Leon read on. Then, soon after, he stopped reading, and they began talking quietly. Monsieur Bovary was not an envious man, and saw nothing strange in a friendship between his wife and another man. On a board fixed outside Emma's window, she had flower pots, and as the clerk also had his little hanging garden, they could look across and watch each other watering their plants. One evening, Leon returned home to find a new rug. He called Madame Homais, Monsieur Homais, Justin, the children, and the cook. Everyone was eager to see his rug. Why should the clerk be receiving presents from the doctor's wife? How strange. They decided that she must be his mistress. He was always talking about her talents and clever conversation. He thought constantly about how to tell her he was in love with her. He would write letters, then throw them away. He would cry for hours. Emma, however, knew she was in love with him. Love, she believed, must come suddenly, like a great storm which takes control of your heart.